Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. I have so many good friends with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbine, I missed you when you weren't here. I love talking to Kimberly, but I had to go a month without seeing you.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here. I know I hate when I'm not here, too. It's like my ritual. I love to see you, and I also feel grateful that Kim is so fantastic. Plus, it gives everybody a change.
So do we have any news or notes or events before we talk about Heels Up and a little bit of nutrition and diet?
A couple things I can share. If anyone is interested in learning more about diagnosis and management of hip and knee arthritis, Dr. Helen Wong is going to be doing an information session at the New York Kitchen, kind of a buffet dinner followed by Dr. Wong's presentation. It's Thursday, March 26th. You can call 787-463-6 to reserve, or you can go online at www.flhealth.org under events. So again, it's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Helen Wong with Inner Lakes Orthopedic Surgery. Fantastic opportunity to learn about this. And unfortunately, we are going to talk a little bit about running later. So if we keep being involved in things like Heels Up, maybe you don't need your hips and knees focused on as much, or sometimes maybe you do. So either way, we know there's people out there who can benefit from that. So Dr. Wong would love to, I think, share some information. We also have some free events taking place to basically vein presentations by surgeon Mark Ilko. Dr. Ilko is doing Monday, March 16th from 5:30 to 6:30 in Conference Room A and B right at the hospital. Wednesday, March 25th, 5:30 to 6:30 at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in the second floor conference room. And Wednesday, April 1st from 5:30 to 6:30 at Huntington Living Center in the conference room. So we have one in each county for you. So if you have varicose veins, any kind of symptoms in your legs, pain, heaviness, swelling, any kind of non-healing wounds, you might be a candidate for vein ablation therapy. And it's become less and less sort of painful through the years in terms of some of the new strategies for it, but it can really also help people address the pain and discomfort that comes from varicose veins. So surgeon Mark Ilko from Geneva General Surgical Associates. So go online, register for one of those presentations, and those are free. And again, the Dr. Wong one is March 26th.
And don't forget Walk-In Mammo this coming Monday at Geneva General.
Thank you. Exactly.
I always forget which day the Pen Yen one is. That's the following Wednesday, am I right?
So in Pen Yen, it's
second
the
Monday
third,
for Geneva.
Yep, second Monday. So it's March 9th, April 13th, and May 11th in Geneva. And then Pen Yen is March 18th, April 15th, tax day, and May 20th. So you can walk in any time, no excuses. Ladies and gentlemen as well, if you think there's any chance you've you fit the guidelines above 40, haven't been in more than 12 months, et cetera.
All right. Very good. Let's meet our guest.
I am always so happy to talk about this topic. I love working with people who, at our health system, bring not just their best game to work and their best talents and skills. So I'm here with Amy Lee, who is a registered dietitian. She has a master's degree, and she also is someone who just brings to her day and love of our residents and help them with their nutrition, help them become healthy through basically even managing things that you don't even think about that dietitians work with in terms of special diets for swallowing issues and a whole host of things beyond just that what nutrition goes in our body. But not only does she bring that to every day and the love of these residents and working with at the homestead in Pen Yen, but she has this personal run for or love for running and racing. And she came to us with the idea to say, I'd love to do a race, a 5K in Pen Yen, a family and pet and people-friendly event. We did it last year as the inaugural event. She was our race director for Heels Up for Healing. So last year we did it, I think it was April 8th-ish. But I shouldn't even say that date to confuse us, because this year it's April 4th, Saturday, April 4th. So Heels Up for Healing is a way to raise money in Pen Yen for Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital last year for Mammo. And this year we specifically said the funds we raise are going to go to the homestead to really enhance the quality of life for our elders, for the people who we should be revering and loving in our community. And we'll talk a lot about that. We have a very large number of long-term care beds that people don't realize, about 180 beds in Pen Yen alone. So it's a big part of our health system and one where we see incredible activities, incredible things going on. But Amy's a part of that every day, and she's going to tell us about it. But we're also going to talk about how you can be part of Heels Up. Whether you like to, I loved what she put out there, whether you like to walk, run, skip, all comers, whether you're skipping the race, walking, running, wheeling, whatever way you want to do it, we want to see you there.
All right, Amy, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
One of the things that in doing all these Finger Lakes Health conversations over the years is you work for a company that's very supportive of ideas. So when you have an idea like, hey, let's do another race, you know, people don't go, oh, that's crazy. They go, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, it's been amazing, the support I've had through Finger Lakes Health. I came up to this idea and I just wanted to make it run with it, and they supported me the whole way. I can't imagine a better organization to work for.
So about how many people did you have last year?
So last year we ended up with having almost 300 people, just under 300 people that showed up to run. It was a perfect day. I couldn't have asked for a better day. The snow came the following weekend, I think, and we were a little scared it was going to come for us. So we're hoping this year we have just as great of a day.
Saturday, April 4th at Soldiers and Sailors. So tell us about the run.
So we're going to do the same course as last year. We're going up the hill and then down Flat Street and back. It's going to be held, it starts at the Medical Arts Building in Penn, New York. It's at 418 North Main Street. Check-in starts at 8 a.m. and the race actually starts at 9 a.m. We're actually opening a packet pickup the night before this year just to kind of help alleviate all the stress of the morning. So that's going to be from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. At the hospital entrance. You can go online at runsignup.com/heelsupforhealing.5k and you can sign up on there and get in to run with us.
And I see on the poster you're doing the Get Ready to Run program again for people that go, you know, oh boy, am I going to pull something? Am I going to hurt myself? Am I going to fall over going up that hill? So you can kind of work your way up to it.
Yep. So the Get Ready for Run program is a great program they offer at the Geneva site, actually, and they're working at the Hobart track this year and the indoor track. So they're helping to get anybody that wants to come and run, get prepared for it. It's every Tuesday night. It starts actually tonight. So anybody that's interested, if you want to show up, I think tonight's at the Hobart track, so you can show up. The cost is $55 for employees of Finger Lakes Health. It's $35, and it includes the registration for the race as well. So anybody that wants to show up and do that, it's great support. The people there, there's coaches that help you. They tell you some stretches, some activities to do in your free time and stuff like that, and it's an amazing experience. I've actually been there a couple times.
Tell us a little bit. This goes to the homestead. Talk about some of the programs and things that this will help fund.
Okay, so yeah, I work at the Homestead. I've actually been there for 6 years, and we have a great staff there. We have amazing opportunities for activities. We actually have a new activities director, Heather Reed, and she's brought a lot of new opportunities for the activities program. We have anything from yoga, we have Zumba, we have actually one of the main things we want to try to benefit is it's called the walking program, where we get our residents out on Wednesday mornings outside in the courtyard, let them get some sunshine, some vitamin D. And then all of our staff comes out. Everybody that's available comes and walks the residents around in the circle. And we have cheerleaders. We have pom-poms. We have, you know, the music going. Everybody's dancing. We have some residents that get up and dance, some residents that walk, some residents that wheel. And then we actually keep track of the distance we do. And then we kind of, we're on a journey across America. So we're seeing how far we can make it miles-wise. So it's a really cool experience for everyone. And we really want to kind of put something towards that. And just getting the residents out and going, you know, just because they're in a place that, you know, we're taking care of them doesn't mean that they don't get to experience the activity.
I remember when I was a kid thinking of what 60 was, and that just seems so old. Well, now I'm there, and it doesn't seem so old anymore. I mean, the idea of what you can do at an older age has really changed. I mean, being 80 doesn't mean you can't get up and run around and move anymore.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, a lot of people see a nursing home, you know, as somewhere that they go and just sit around, you know, but the big thing about Finger Lakes Health that I've learned is we really try to get people up and moving. You know, we have people that come in and they are motorboating around this place. They're everywhere. We have a 100-year-old woman who wanders the hallways, and I've never seen someone walk so fast.
We said that's like... And Amy inspires us with her activity level, so now she's got a role model and as well with this 100-year-old. And we were saying, truly, in long-term care now, no one ever wakes up on the day and says, I look forward to being in a nursing home, or no one imagines long-term care for either themselves or their family very often until the moment comes where they realize they're no longer maybe safe at home, and there might be some things, whether it's medication management, whether it's nutrition, whether it's acute illness, whether it's needing additional rehab that can't be done at home. But about 50% of our residents do come in some way into our long-term care facilities across the four campuses and end up coming in for some services and going home, which is a change from the way it used to be.
Right.
The average age is about 80 to 90 in terms of who ends up really living in skilled nursing now. People tend to be older because we're living longer. Mm-hmm. So some of these things that we're talking about really do keep people healthy, in addition to the nutrition plan that Amy works with on a regular basis with residents, but also the ability to really get people engaged in activities that are stimulating both mentally, physically, everything we were just talking about, everything from sort of pet therapy coming in and gardening activities and some of the Zumba and dance activities. There's literally, like, there's so much going on.
Yeah. And I think that's one big thing with the Heels Up that we really wanted to concentrate on is the fact that, you know, a lot of people see a hospital system or a nursing home system as places to go because you have to go there. You have to be there for the care, for something like that. And we want it to be somewhere you want to go, you know, just because you have to go to this place to get care or to be there for the rest of your life, it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative. We want it to be a positive in everyone's life, and the Heels Up is one way to bring ourselves into the organization and show them us as a positive.
We have a couple of minutes. Let's talk about some of the things you do in diet nutrition. So for an older person, if they're otherwise healthy, how do nutritional needs change? Do we, for example, if I'm a healthy 85-year-old, am I going to probably consume fewer calories than I did when I was 40? How do the diet nutrition needs change other than for illness or whatever?
Anybody that's kind of, as you age, your metabolism starts to slow down, your activity level starts to slow down, you know, you go from walking to work, walking to these places and everywhere all day, whereas when you're, you know, you lose that a lot, so you're really burning less calories, so you see a lot of the residents eat a lot less food. I have a lot of older ladies that are like, how is there this much food that we have, you know? So you do a lot of half portions, you work with them to create a menu. I think a big thing, especially in the Penyan community, I've learned is we have a lot of people that home cooking is a big thing. So when they come into an organization where you have food that's, you know, standardized, it's hard to meet everybody's needs. And it's really meeting with them every day and trying to figure out what they like and what we can get them to eat. When you have a 90-pound woman who only eats grilled cheese sandwiches, or, you know, it's a lot of learning the people. I mean, my residents, I love every single one of them, and I love seeing them on a daily basis. One of my favorite things, and learning what they are and what they like, and just really getting to know them. So
I know one of the things I've always heard about diet nutrition is that the kind of the American style of three kind of big meals a day isn't really the best way to go, that more sort of light snacks more often is probably better overall. Is that what you find?
Yeah, and that's actually what we kind of try to do at the nursing home as well. We offer snacks between meals. We have a lot of residents who, they, you know, they just want like soup and sandwich at a meal, and then we'll do snacks in the afternoon, the morning, the evening, just trying to get them food whenever they want. You know, when you think about it, when you're sitting at your desk, you'll have a snack at this
right.
time, and you don't think about it, but, you know, if you're in this place where you only have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's important to meet everybody's needs in that way.
There's so much more now that we know about nutritional supplementation and things too, and some of the things we were talking about, everything from thickened liquids and supplementing people's diet, or working with them based on what their swallowing needs are, based on if someone perhaps is going through rehab after maybe a stroke in a different point. So there
right.
are countless needs and countless ways that I think I always thought of nutritionists and dietitians focusing more heavily as a dietitian more on what are the nutritional needs that I need versus even some of the responsive to things like that mechanically might change within
yeah.
a person. So there was such a wide range of things that our dietitians do. So you can only imagine, not only is she so busy as a personal runner, but also as someone who's committed to our residents in this way, for her to come forth. And when she says that we're generous in supporting her, she is very humble and she is understating how much pounding of the pavement, her heels are up on that pavement, out talking to sponsors, encouraging people. Because the way
yeah.
this makes it successful is, again, not only those runners who go to runsignup.com, Heels Up for Healing, fat.5k, but also the people who sponsor it, make it possible, the business who step up, so that we can have a timed race, so that we can actually have some of the things that make it something, a fun family event for people
right.
to come out to, and then we can be sure that all those proceeds do go back where we invest them. Last year, the Homestead residents came out and sort of mm-hmm. cheered folks on and sang. We had so much fun with the Homestead residents that it seems like a natural cause.
Well, it's Saturday, April 4th, Soldiers and Sailors Hospital in Penyan, 8 a.m. check-in, and it's to benefit programs and activities at the Homestead. Amy, thank you.
Thank you.
Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you, Ted.
And wash your hands and wear your mask and just don't go to work when you're sick and stuff. And we can knock off this virus. 8:53, Finger Lakes Morning News.